You're all so high and mighty. You wouldn't even have that dirty candy store if it wasn't for me. You wouldn't have a dime to close on your back. It's my money, isn't it? You were in such a big hurry to take it and slap it in the bank. Sure, you said, we're rich enough like the rest of them. What comes out of my hide? I take the beatings and you take the dough like all the rest of them. Well, this time I'm taking care of the dough. Give me back that 60 grand.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 4th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American film and stage actor John Garfield, born Jacob Julius Garfinkel in New York City in 1913. He remains best known for his intense portrayals of rebels and anti-heroes. Garfield grew up in the poor Jewish section of New York City's Lower East Side. Street gang involvement and numerous fistfights landed him in a reform school during his teen years, where he soon blossomed in forensic and athletic activities. He won a scholarship in a New York Times-sponsored debating contest, which allowed him to attend the American Laboratory School, where he studied acting under Maria Uspenskaya. His restless nature led him to live as a train-hopping vagrant during the early 1930s, but he returned to New York in 1932 and joined Eva Le Gallienne's prestigious Civic Repertory Theater. With that troupe and under the name of Jules Garfield, he made his Broadway debut in a small part in the play Lost Boy in 1933. The following year, he joined the Group Theater, the legendary and highly influential drama workshop founded by Harold Clurman, Lee Strasberg, and Cheryl Crawford. Garfield attracted critical and public attention with his starring roles in three Clifford Odets plays, Waiting for Lefty, Awake and Sing, and Golden Boy. His success in these roles led to a contract with Warner Brothers, for which Garfield appeared in his first film, the melodrama Four Daughters, in 1938. His brooding performance as a cynical young musician garnered considerable praise as well as legions of female fans and an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Throughout the early 1940s, Garfield appeared in several more successful films. A mild heart attack kept him from military service during World War II. Fully recovered, he entertained troops and appeared in several war-themed movies, the best of which was Pride of the Marines in 1945. Garfield's status as a cult hero was established with a series of classic films, most of them in the film noir genre made during the late 1940s, in which he further refined his established screen persona of a common man led astray by temptation or a latent rebellious spirit. An ordinary-looking fellow, his masculinity and self-confidence projected considerable sensuality and made him a credible leading man. In the steamy The Postman Always Rings Twice in 1946, he paired with Lana Turner for a classic tale of revenge and deception. Garfield's acting in a supporting role to Gregory Peck in Gentleman's Agreement in 1947, a film controversial at the time for its frank treatment of anti-Semitism, is regarded as one of his finest performances. Also in 1947, Garfield made what remains one of his most popular films, as well as the film many critics regard as the greatest boxing melodrama of all time, Body and Soul, which earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Actor. Because of his work with director Abraham Polonsky, who was critical of the American business community, Garfield became a target of red-baiters and was called before the House Committee on Un-American Activities and labeled an uncooperative witness when he refused to name names. Despite a history of heart problems, many close to Garfield attributed his death from coronary thrombosis at age 39 to the stress of his House Committee ordeal. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 4th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.